event described in the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, an event from the greatest life ever lived. Down the road and says sharply,
John,
look. Yes, Peter.
That man is coming down the road.
Well,
can there be any doubt that he's coming here? You see, John, he's turning off the road right now and making his way past the fig trees and up this path.
He could be coming to call on our host.
And he could be coming to see the master with more warnings.
We will know now. Good evening, my friends.
Good evening. And what do you want here?
It is said that the master spends the night here.
And if he does?
Then I must talk to him.
About what?
Until I have talked to him face to face, I can tell no one.
If you had come here out of friendship, there would be no need for such secrecy.
My employer has asked me to observe the greatest secrecy, please. May I see the master?
Peter, that we best let the master decide that.
I shall ask.
And you will have to wait here till John comes out again.
Of course, friend. You must be the one they call Simon Peter.
I am.
I have heard about you. One of the master's chosen apostles.
I am one of the 12. Tell me, what is your name?
Cyrus.
And your employer, the man who sent you?
I am sorry, I cannot tell you that.
Secrets. Always secrets. I tell you, I do not trust things that cannot be talked about openly. In fact... Wait. John is back.
Sir, the master will see you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You will find him just inside the house.
Thank you, my friend.
What did he want, John? Why did he come in such secrecy?
That was what influenced the master. When a man is forced to hide an honest act, his conscience must be troubled indeed.
Wait. He comes out now. So soon.
I have spoken to the master. He has agreed. He will see my employer, who will be here after it has grown dark.
Who is your employer that he has to move under cover of dark?
I can tell you now. My employer is a man called Nicodemus.
Nicodemus? He's a very powerful man in Galilee.
Now you know his need for secrecy.
Why should a man so powerful as Nicodemus have to come here so stealthily after dark?
If others found out about it, he might lose his standing and eventually his power. Surely you must know the master is looked on with suspicion in some high places.
If you feel that way...
Peter...
If the master has agreed to see Nicodemus, he will be welcome here, day or night.
Thank you again, and good evening, my friend.
This Nicodemus, for all his importance, must be a troubled man if he's coming to consult the master.
And to have to come secretly by night.
He is indeed troubled, if he's even afraid to show that he must have help. Yes, this Nicodemus must be a very unhappy man.
Is that you, Cyrus?
Oh, Judith.
What's the trouble, Nicodemus? You jumped like a criminal caught in the act of stealing.
You surprised me, that's all.
It was more than surprise. I haven't been married to you for more than 20 years without being able to learn your every move and what you mean. You're hiding something from me again.
It's nothing, my dear, nothing at all.
Did I expect to keep telling? Have you ever told me?
Please, Judith, you mustn't trouble yourself about these things.
A whole life I would not trouble you. What have I to show for it?
You're not going to start that again. Don't I have enough trouble as it is? Please, Judith, leave me alone, please.
I'm a stranger in my own household.
You know you upset me when you talk like that.
Come now. Why don't you go to your own room?
All this
fanning and weeping. I can't stand it. I can't.
But, Dixie, but that's all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, you're in here, mistress.
Yes, Naomi, and she should go to her room. She's not feeling well. Very much upset again.
Come, my dear. Come to your room. I'll go with you.
You wait here, Naomi. I wish to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Now, mistress, go, please. I'll be with you in a little while. I'll go, Liam. I'll go. Me, sir?
Naomi, I've hired you to do only one thing, to take care of my wife. For that, I pay you well, don't I?
Yes, sir.
Your son has a good place to sleep and enough food. He even goes to Temple School, isn't that right?
Sir, I hope I haven't displeased you. I try to do things the way you want them done.
I don't ask you to do anything but take care of my wife. She's a sick woman. She should be made to rest. She should be kept in her room on the upper balcony. That's all I ask you to do.
That's not what the physician said.
Don't tell me what he said.
I was here when he called the last time. You were away on business. I listened to his instructions very carefully. He said to make her rest. That's true, sir. But not to keep her in her room all the time. Why, that's like making a prisoner of her.
How dare you? After all, it's for her own good, I can witness. It's not the best thing for her to mix with other people.
If only you could see the difference in her when she's among them. Yesterday, before you returned, she was down in the courtyard talking with the other women.
Which other women?
The wives of your servants, of course.
Well, so you have my wife sit with them. I forbid it. After all, I have my pride.
You didn't. She enjoyed being with other people. Would you deny her?
You needn't be so concerned with what is denied to my wife. She may have anything her heart desires. After all, I'm one of the most powerful men in Galilee. Sit with the servants. Woman, you have made your last mistake in this household.
Sir? You mean
that you may pack up and take your son and be out of here by morning? That's what I mean.
Please, sir, I don't care for myself, but my son. Where will I go with him? Where else will he be able to go to school?
You can afford of that before you disobeyed my orders. Now go.
Looking off there toward the road, I thought you might be expecting someone to come here.
I wasn't looking toward the road.
No? And the way you were searching, I thought you expected someone to arrive at the house before nightfall.
I told you before.
Please, Father, don't excite yourself. At least not until you have good reason.
What does that mean, Jeremy?
Does it have to mean anything?
Stop trifling with words.
You needn't raise your voice to me. You don't frighten me anymore, you know.
Have I ever tried to frighten you? Haven't I tried to be a good father to you? Haven't I tried to prepare you for the position of power and influence that will one day come to you when I die? Everything I've done has been for your benefit, my son. Why do you hate me so, Jeremy?
Father, did I say I hate you?
Jeremy, what is it? Because I refuse to allow you to throw your life away by marrying that Roman girl? So that I kept you from sinking to the level of servant? When you're actually heir to a great estate and a fine name, a tradition in our land. Is that why you hate me?
Did I say I hate you?
Then get that look out of your eyes.
If my eyes accuse you, perhaps they reflect your own conscience. But I have no time to talk now. I need some money. I want to be on my way to Jerusalem.
You're going to the gambling hall again?
It is the only uncertainty there is left for me anymore. I know what I will have to do in life. I know almost to the piece of silver the money I will inherit when you die. I know what my life will be like after that. Though, for the thrill of uncertainty, I must look to the gambling.
You're speaking nonsense. But if that's your current pleasure, I'll give you the money.
How much? 100 pieces.
You took 100 yesterday.
That's why I'm not asking for 200 now.
All right, you'll have the money.
Thank you. And I might do you a little favor in return for your kindness. Rumor has it that the apple of your eye, your charming daughter Elizabeth, was seen recently in the company of a Roman officer.
It's a lie.
For this case, rumor has a proper name. Would you like to know who told me?
No, I'm not interested in cheap gossip mongers. Take your money and get out.
Thank you, Father.
And on your way, I'll send Elizabeth to you.
Yes, I know. You never say anything that surprises me. I'll send her to you.
Seen you all day. Am I not entitled to a kiss?
Of course, Father.
I've seen farmers give strangers a drink of cold water with more tenderness and consideration than the way you kissed me.
Father, you wanted to talk to me. Jeremy told me.
What else did he tell you?
Nothing. I could tell from his tone of voice that it's nothing good.
Elizabeth, rumor has reached me that you have been seen in the company of a Roman officer.
Jeremy told you this?
What difference?
Curse to have him for a brother.
Elizabeth, don't ever say that again.
He's nothing but a drinking, gambling fool. Everyone laughs at him, even his women.
Elizabeth!
Father.
Your brother's been a disappointment to me, too. But I don't like to be reminded of it. Sometimes I think he takes after your mother too much.
You will not say anything about my mother. I won't stand for it.
At least you're loyal to someone. You hate me. You hate your own brother.
Is this why you sent for me?
No, it's about this Roman. Is it true you've been in his company?
And if it is?
Answer my question.
Yes, it's true.
So, the daughter of one of the most influential men in this province being seen with a Roman. What will our people say about me?
I don't care what they say.
Well, I do. After all, my reputation is at stake. You're my daughter. I have a right to be concerned.
Well, Father, now that you've exercised your right, may I go?
Not until you promise me that you won't see him again.
Please, Father, I'm not a child. You don't have to talk to me.
You are a child, my child, and I'll talk to you any way I see fit. And you will listen.
Father, please, you're hurting my heart.
You listen to what I have to say.
Father, please.
I'm sorry, my dear. I didn't mean to make you cry. Will you forgive me?
Tell me, Father. Did the person who told you this tell you that this Roman officer is an elderly man? That he's a scribe for a general? That he's merely lending me some parchments he owns so that I can study Latin and Greek? Father, is that a crime?
So that's all that's involved?
Yes, that's all.
Then you should have told me.
You judged the situation even before I had a chance to tell you. You didn't trust me. You didn't ask me. You merely assumed that I was doing something wrong.
I'm sorry. Here, let me wipe your tears.
There's no need. May I go?
Yes, Elizabeth. Of course. Well, Cyrus, tell me at once. What did the master say? Will he see me?
Yes, sir, he'll see you.
And at night, as I requested?
As you requested. No one will know about it except two of his disciples whom I had to see before I could talk to the master himself.
Good. Now, Cyrus, have my litter made ready and select four men I can trust to carry me to the master at once.
Please, sir, if I may suggest, when you have seen him, as I have, somehow you know that one doesn't approach him in a litter carried by servants, but humbly and on foot, as even the least of those who seek him.
If you think it best, Cyrus.
Would I say it if I didn't think it best for you, sir?
Of course not, Cyrus. You know, sometimes I think you're the only friend I have in the world. And then... then only because you were my father's friend and servant.
Please, sir.
I can't talk to you. I can talk to no one, sir.
Yes.
It's strange. I look from this balcony and see only my own land. I can count my sheep and cattle in the thousands. I have so much. But there's something missing. In trade and commerce, I'm known as a hard man, but fair. Yet I have no friends. I give my family this great house and all the luxuries in it. But do they make it a home? No, it's a cold and friendless place. My son and daughter do not love me. My wife, she does not understand me. No one seems to care. No one. Cyrus, do I deserve such loneliness?
Please, sir, I
must talk to someone. That's why I asked you to arrange for me to see the master. They say he performs miracles to bring me a little happiness. That would be a miracle. To make me a man loved as other men are would be a greater miracle. Come, Cyrus, I will go seeking the master. I will ask his help.
Such a strange answer.
I think inwardly he must have been laughing at me.
Oh, sir, please.
No, you're right, Cyrus. He's not one to laugh at any man in trouble. I could tell that much from just looking at him.
Sir, will you go into the front entrance through the garden?
Oh, we're back at the house so soon. No, I'll go round the back. It would create a stir to go in the front way at this hour.
Then I will leave you here and go back to my own home. Good night, sir, and don't give up. Think about what the master said. It will become clear to you. I am sure of it.
Cyrus, do you hear something?
David, don't cry. But, Mother, to leave in the middle of the night, was it me? Did I do something that made Nicodemus angry?
No, David, it wasn't you.
Cyrus, please leave me.
Yes, sir.
Then why are we going? Please, David, pick up your bundle and we'll start out. And did you do something wrong, Mother?
It wasn't wrong. I'd do it again. He's a tyrant, that's what he is. Now come, David, we must go and we must not be afraid.
I'm not afraid, Mother. Except of Nicodemus, everybody is. When I see him, I run and hide.
Wait, please.
Who is it? Mother, it's Nicodemus. You don't have to spy on us, sir. And if you want to search our bundles, you may. We've taken nothing that doesn't belong to us.
Naomi, I'm not accusing you. Only there's something I have to ask.
Yes?
May I ask the boy? May I, please?
If you wish. Mother, do I have to?
Son, I heard you say you're afraid of me. You always run away from me. Why?
Mother.
So you can't tell me. You're afraid of me and I've never harmed you. And yet now, when you're leaving the only home you have in the middle of the night, when you have good reason to fear, you say you're not afraid. I can't understand it. Why? Tell me why, boy.
I have my mother. As long as I do, I don't have to be afraid. She loves me. I love her, too. So why should I be afraid?
Everything I own. I'd give everything I own if my son had said that to me just once in his life.
Perhaps one must earn such words.
Haven't I? I've devoted my life to building up a great name, great power and wealth, all for him.
Yet he does not love you. Perhaps, sir, because silver is hard. Earth is cold. No amount of either is ever enough to replace warmth and love.
You think I'm incapable of such feelings? Well, I'll show you that you're wrong.
I'm afraid it's too late for that now.
But it isn't. For I can begin now to show you. You don't have to leave here. Stay. Please.
I can't have the boy frightened all the time.
Is it the boy only? David, listen to me. You don't have to be frightened of me. Not now. I'll be a different man. You'll see. And I'd feel so much better having you around the house. After all, if a man wants to do good, shouldn't he have the chance? Shouldn't he, David?
Mother really wants us so much.
Oh, I do. I do.
Mother? All right, David. We'll stay.
Thank you. You just saved me from doing something I'd always have regretted. Sending you and your son out into the world without a place to live, without any security. A wrong like that could weigh on a man's mind forever.
Sir, you could right another wrong you've done if you wanted to.
What do you mean?
Your daughter Elizabeth. I don't know what you've done to her, but she needs someone now.
Elizabeth. Yes, of course, I must go to her at once.
Who's that?
It's your father, my dear.
You've come to make me promise I won't see that Roman officer again. I can tell you now, you can't force me.
No, my dear. Do the thing you think best. The thing that makes you happiest.
Father, if this is one of your ways to make me feel better for the time being...
I can see why they wouldn't believe me.
Even my own daughter doesn't believe it. I can be understanding, sympathetic.
Who wouldn't believe?
Naomi, the little boy David.
You spoke to them before they left?
I spoke to them and asked them to stay, and they've agreed.
I'm glad you did, Father. It was a good thing to do. I'm proud of you.
You know, that's the first truly kind thing you've said to me in years.
It's been so long since I've had the chance to say a kind thing. But somehow, now, this way, you're different. You've changed. I can see it. What's happened?
What you see is a man discovering that happiness comes from kindness to others. This first taste of happiness has convinced me that I have a great deal more changing to do. Your brother, Jeremy, I've done him a great wrong. And your mother, and... oh, there's a long, long list of people and things I must reconsider. There's a great deal more changing I'll have to do. Truly, I will have to be a different man, a new man, a man reborn. Reborn.
Father, what is it?
The word came to me sudden. Yes, of course, it's become clear to me. The master said it. I must be born again. In the flesh, of course, that would be impossible, but in the spirit. Yes, that's what he meant. A man must be reborn in spirit, must change, must give himself over to love and mercy and kindness.
If it could only happen, it would mean so much to me and to Jeremy and to Mother.
It can happen. And it will happen. Now that I understand, I will go back to him. I will hear his teaching. I will follow his way. And if it takes great effort, I will make the effort. For the reward is great. How can a man expect to attain the kingdom of God unless he strives for it? Changes for it. Is even reborn for it. God offers a man much, but a man must make himself worthy of it.
Greatest life ever lived.